right, we're here at the Esports Trade Association broadcasting at the 37th annual Least Not Great Party. I am joined by Tim Jordan, Special Olympics, and Paul. Paul, thank you for joining us. How long have you been involved in esports?
I recently just started playing esports, so not too long ago.
Okay. And what was it that got you into esports in the first place?
While I was around college, I used to go around and I used to see other people playing esports. I'm like, what is that? I see other kids or other adults playing. And I was like, oh, I want to try that out. So that really got me involved there. Since then, I've been hooked on playing ever since then.
Nice. Making more friends, building community.
Yep. Building relationships, establishing. Yep. It's pretty cool.
Love that. What are some of your favorite games to play?
Is it old or current?
Give me your top three all time.
Assassin's Creed series.
Okay.
I do love Mario and anime video games. And I do love, let's see, an NBA 2K. I love NBA 2K and Madden. They're tied for number one.
Yeah, I know they're doing some NBA 2K here at the event. Tell us what you're doing here at the Lean Steinberg Party.
At the Lean Steinberg Party, so I'm here playing Rocket League with Special Olympics. Kim has been great helping us out, getting us there. So learning how to play Rocket League for the first time, it's just been a great time. The guys are very awesome, very inclusive, very helping us out through the controls and everything. So it's pretty unique. I like it a lot.
Now, Kim, you've got some wonderful players with you to this event. And you just have a great impact as you are the impact partner for the Steinberg Party. Tell us how you got involved in esports in the first place yourself.
Yeah. For me personally, I am very new to this event and esports in general. I'm learning as I go, which is really exciting. I work with some of the best people. You know, Paul is amazing. Some of our partners in Microsoft and Xbox has taught me so much. But really just being a part of the event, meeting people like you and everyone, Player X, it's really awesome and it's really fun to be involved. So esports is amazing. It's so inclusive. I mean, it really reaches beyond boundaries, beyond language barriers. It really just creates this community across the world, across the country, that is really amazing. And so we want our Special Olympics athletes to have a part of that as well and be a part of it. Yeah.
For those who are listening and watching, how can they get involved with Special Olympics and esports?
Absolutely. So Special Olympics is all over the world. So please reach out. We have state programs and country programs everywhere. We need volunteers. We need people to be a part of our events. And really, anyone who wants to be involved in esports, we have unified teams, which are people with and without intellectual disabilities coming together on the same team. So we'd love to have more unified partners and be a part of Special Olympics and really grow our esports events.
Love that.
Yeah, thank you.
Let's go play some more games.
Let's do it.
Sounds good. Let's go.